If I had to pick one word that describes what motivates Hollywood, and I couldn't choose either money or sex, I'd settle for formula. After all, if you were investing millions of dollars in a movie, repeating what had already worked would seem to be the smart move. But what if you didn't want to spend millions? What if you had enough time, you were willing, and could convince your cast and crew to agree, to work for less? Would you follow a tried-and-true formula, or would you attempt to forge your way toward telling a story, even one that, in other hands, might play either as a socio-political diatribe, or worse, as something that would play on the Hallmark Channel? That's the choice that Patrick Wang faced when he hatched the idea behind his independent production, In the Family. And as the awards jury of the recently completed 14th annual Spokane International Film Festival proved, Wang made the most of his opportunity. In the Family won SPIFF's top prize for Best Feature, and writer-director Wang shared the Most Promising Filmmaker Award. I was part of that jury, and I assure you that no SPIFF award has ever been more deserved. The film's plot exposes the dangers implicit in its very themes. Cody and Joey are the happiest couple in Martin, Tennessee, and Wang, who plays the supremely down-to-earth Joey, makes it clear that the life lived by this gay couple is nothing particularly special. The fact that Cody and Joey are raising Cody's 6-year-old son, Chip, to whom Joey is a loving father, feels as normal as a Sesame Street sing-along. Then life intrudes into this happy existence, creating the tension that fuels the film's dramatic arc. It's enough to say that something happens to Cody, which leaves Joey struggling, first, to cope without his partner, and second, with a growing schism with Cody's family, members of whom want Chip to live with them. It's only when, after a couple of false starts, Joey finds a lawyer to help him, that In the Family wins its way to a climax that feels satisfying, both just and authentic. How Wang achieves this magic act isn't easy to describe. It's important to point out that In the Family is a product of patience, required both of the director and his audience. Running at nearly 3 hours, In the Family boasts some sequences that run uncut for up to 10 minutes. Wang, a first-time filmmaker whose background is in theater, isn't locked into anything remotely resembling mainstream style. He takes his time staging a scene, and he challenges the audience to stay with him. The other quality that Wang achieves is to avoid any overt sense of the political. The characters he has created are not symbols, not stick figures fueling an ongoing cultural divide, but merely people, living and loving and doing their best just to be. That a lawyer, in as gently believable a manner as possible, helps these people find common ground would seem ironic if the process weren't so naturally presented. But then everything about In the Family, which opens this weekend at the Magic Lantern Theater, works. The acting, the directing, the simple set design, the natural lighting. In a sparkling review, a New York Times critic said that Patrick Wang's career is one to keep an eye on. Such plaudits are part of a formula. Fortunately, this formula is the kind that speaks of potential future success, and you get to see a preview now. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.